This is Wade Rath here with the Chief Organizer Report on Props to John Cain, the hard rock underneath the voice of the people. The Arkansas Democratic Gazette did a special feature profile on John Cain, the program director of 100,000-watt non-commercial KABF in Little Rock. John has been the hard rock foundation in which the Voice of the People station has been built. Worth remembering him and KABF during their quarterly pledge drive. He's one of my partners and a hero every day. Thanks to the Dem Gazette for thinking so too. High Profile, August 6th, by Shea Stewart. Growing up in Wrightsville, John Cain heard jazz playing over the crackling radio airwaves at night, rolling over the shadowed roads and moonlit fields and into his house. This was around 1950, and jazz, the music created in New Orleans just decades earlier, was still exotic, especially to a 13-year-old living on former plantation land south of Little Rock. Cain listened to the music, and the more he listened, the more he learned, and the more he learned, the more he liked the music. Jazz was not boring music. It was smart and meant to be savored. Cain, even though barely a teen, knew this was important music. He wanted more of jazz and music like it. One of the first artists Cain loved was Sister Rosetta Tharpe, a cotton plant native nationally famous during the 40s, who was known as the original soul sister and the godmother of rock and roll. For Cain, now 80, and the longtime program manager at Little Rock station, radio station KABF FM 88.3, Tharpe was a revelation. On the radio at the time, Tharpe could be gospel, but then Cain found out that Tharpe was more jazz, more R&B, more rock and roll, even before Elvis Presley in the clubs. This is what attracted Cain to jazz, not what it was, but what it could be, a music genre full of marvels. Rhythmic, weird, interesting, this is how Cain describes jazz, music that swirls multicolored sounds like an oil sheen on a clear water puddle. The person who really first impressed me, I guess because of my age when I was 13 or 14, was Charlie Parker. Cain says, man, his jazz was different than anything like New Orleans jazz, any other thing I'd ever heard, man. By the time Cain was 15 or 16, he was going to clubs on Little Rock's 9th Street, then the heart of the black community in central Arkansas. He didn't drink. He wasn't there to get drunk and partake in that tomfoolery. He was there for the music. Artists and bands, jazz musicians who breathed life into the instruments and sweated their souls out, playing music that jumped and jived and wailed. He never played himself. He was once in a cappella choir around the age of 13, but he loved the men and women who did, those who performed in joints such as the El Dorado Club. This is something cool, Cain said to himself, and he seeks out more of the music. So begins any lifeline passion. It starts in childhood or adolescence, gets nurtured, the fascination grows, evolves, educates, and entertains. Such it was with Cain and his love of jazz. Cain still plays the music that excites him. It's jazz mostly, but Cain is a self-described musicologist. Jazz for sure, but also blues, gospel, rock, R&B, world music, Afro-Caribbean, and the like. Somewhere along the musical journey, Cain branched into the world of historical preservation. Preservation and jazz, these are the two guiding principles of Cain's life. Cain's straw fedora is Orvis. Classy, but not outlandish, certainly not country. The buttoned-up shirt is long-sleeved, a blue and white gingham, fashionable even on this torturously hot day. It's one of those days when the Little Rock summer looks to smother its victims, wrapping them in a damp blanket broiled in an oven. Cain seems to pay it no mind. It's summer, it's humid, it's the South. Of course it's stifling. No, on this morning, Cain is behind the Audio Arts Air 4 radio console at KBF, all 100,000 watts of it, offering the voice of the people at the station's headquarters on Main Street, just south of Little Rock's downtown. In the background, the window air conditioning unit in the gray-walled studio purrs, trying its best to tame the air soaked with humidity. The foreground is filled with Hilo Hattie does the Hilo Hop, a Hawaiian song that doesn't sound like jazz or what most people think jazz sounds like, but Cain will tell you that it most assuredly is. He leans over the console with output levels going from green and orange to red, fades the music out, and speaks into a green foam-topped microphone. The voice is warm and reassuring while remaining forceful and knowledgeable like a grandfather's voice. Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon, this is Cain's job at KBF. Jazz and community involvement. He pilots another jazz show elsewhere. John has been the glue that's held the pieces together for KBF for decades, KBF station manager Wade Brafke says. He's indispensable, irreplaceable, and a model for why commercial radio and our volunteers are critical to keep us on the air and serving central Arkansas. KABF first came on the air August 31st, 1984. Cain, then a volunteer, was there, along with his two decades of radio experience. There's more in this, but for now, for questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.